Now, do people ever clean or disinfect their cell phones?
Definitely every Friday. If I have to go to another department to work, I take it with me and wipe it down.
Maybe once a week or so.
Just with soap and water at home and very gently because I don't want to ruin the phone.
I have never even considered wiping down my phone before. I always disinfect my hands, never thought about the phone.
Never. My kids touch it, and God knows what they're carrying.
That was Cheryl Crisafi, Lisa Longinotti, Eric Joss, and Paula Bernardino. They are staff or visitors to St. Francis Hospital. Not keeping your phones clean could be a problem. Back in 2011, researchers in Turkey found that among the people who visit hospitals, 40% had pathogens on their phones. The same was true for around 20% of the people working in the hospitals. The samples included strains of multi-drug-resistant bacteria. The findings of the small study were published in the American Journal of Infection Control. When patients at St. Francis Hospital leave intensive care, they go to what is called a step-down unit. Here, the staff has to keep their medical equipment clean so patients don't pick up infections. But the same goes for phones. And so St. Francis is trying out a device called a ReadyDock. It's about the size of a printer with trays for you to put your phones and tablets in. Once you slide the tray with your phone into the machine, you press a button and the machine bathes it in UV light for 60 seconds to disinfect it. The device is made by the ReadyDock company, based in West Hartford. The inventor, David Engelhardt, says he ran a trial with the microbiology lab at the Yale New Haven Hospital to show it disinfects more than 99% of the bacteria spread on it. He says the device could be part of the solution to healthcare-associated infections, or HAIs.
We're not trying to say this is the answer to the HAI problem. We feel like we're one piece of an ecosystem that needs to be built around disinfection.
But the real acid test is, does it make a difference for a patient?
That's Paul Skolnick. He's an infectious diseases specialist at the University of Connecticut. And he says what matters is whether using this device can really reduce the number of infections to patients. He also says the key isn't always about better technology. For example, recently released data from 2012 shows that when compared to national figures, Connecticut hospitals have a lot more infections spread through urinary catheters. Skolnick says doctors know the right procedures for inserting the catheters so they don't get infected, but it's hard to change human behavior.
The science of infection prevention has come a long way. We know for most infectious agents how these agents are transmitted. And we know how to prevent that transmission. The challenge often is more in the social and behavioral sciences than it is in the medical sciences, because you have to have people be able to comply routinely with infection prevention risk reduction methods.
Skolnick says sometimes that's as simple as making sure people wash their hands. St. Francis has been testing the device to disinfect phones in the step-down unit since last December, and they also plan on collecting some data on how effective it is. They hope to use it in more parts of the hospital in the coming months. Alan Yun, WNPR News.